Hello and welcome to Ninja Talk, the Ninjago fan podcast. My name is Phil and I'm your host. Hello and welcome, Chris. Nice to have you back again
for
our next Ninja Talk. Today we take a different direction because we've already heard some personal stuff of you in our last talk together. We've heard what you're some stuff about your collection, what you are currently building. We've heard what you're doing for the Ninjago community on Instagram and on YouTube. And today we will take a look into the future. Yeah. That's right. At least with the things we know so far, and we kind of celebrate the 12 years of Ninjago.
Woo! Next year, Ninjago is going to be a teenager next year. That's wild to me. That's wild to me.
They grow up so fast.
so fast. It's honestly like it's mind blowing that this has been going on for 12 years now. Like, if you don't include City and stuff like that, it's like LEGO's longest-running character-driven, story-driven, in-house IP. And as bonkers. Yeah. Assuming you don't include... actually, I think we're now even beyond Bionicle's original 9 years plus 2 years run. But yeah, wild. Absolutely wild.
That's right. And talking about Bionicle... I guess it's not the right place in Ninja Talk, but I got the gift with purchase today.
I saw you went to the. I was going to ask you about that. I saw you went to the LEGO store on your Instagram story.
I'm really glad they included the Ninjago theme to get it because I got the Crystal King Temple.
Nice.
And the bike, I guess it's from Chase bike.
Oh, yeah.
Also from the Crystallized series.
Nice.
And a small dot set just to fill up the 100.
Right. Yeah, if you're going to be that close to a gift with purchase, you might as well spend the extra couple dollars to get a $20 free set.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I got that one, and nice. I'm glad Ninjago helped with it.
Right, yeah, I was... Whenever the stuff first came out about it, I was a little worried that either the price on it was going to be astronomical, like $150, $175, something like that. Or that the themes that were going to be included were super limited. And I guess for a lot of people it was because it didn't include stuff like Avatar and Star Wars and Harry Potter. So I know a lot of fans weren't super happy about that, but maybe just get into Ninjago and stuff like that. So
that's right. And let's be honest, I've seen a post on Instagram today and I had to think about it because they were absolutely right. It seems like LEGO focuses way too much on IP, on licensed themes, and doesn't see how good original themes are going for LEGO fans. Because let's be honest, Ninjago is a great theme. And it wouldn't be going for 12 years plus now if it wasn't that good, yeah?
Yeah.
And I would say it's not the wrong thing to think about. Maybe getting back to the roots, maybe, yeah? And thinking about original themes and not focusing on licensed themes. Marvel is good, Harry Potter is good, DC is good, no doubt about it, yeah? But the fans also want some original stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe they realize it when people are trying to get the Bionicle gift with purchase.
Right, 100%. I think there's definitely something there, too, about, like, because I think we saw the same post. LEGO has been focusing on a lot of IPs and stuff, and I think that's important to an extent to at least get people interested in LEGO in the first place. But LEGO's also seen how well stuff like the art sets have done and how well like the botanical themes have done. And like some of those I've seen on TikTok with hundreds of thousands of millions of views and people clamoring to get their hands on them. Like, I don't think I've been able to find one in stores for months. And so, yeah, there's definitely something there. Like, LEGO definitely needs to kind of bring it back to the basics. The space set last year was awesome. The castle set last year was awesome. Again, you know, bringing it back to some of the stuff that helped create LEGO. Like, LEGO's not big on risk-taking when it comes to kind of doing things that they've already done that they've got burnt on. And so hopefully one day LEGO will understand that like sometimes they need to take risks on some like full lines and full themes and stuff in order to really bring in some of the older Bionicle fan or sorry, older LEGO fans and stuff. Because yeah, a lot of fans aren't happy. A lot of like, I don't want to like gatekeep it all, but a lot of the original like, you know, space and you know, a lot of the original IP fans, not even original IP for that matter, but like space and Western and stuff like that. A lot of those fans and stuff are so disinterested in what LEGO has to offer these days because it's not things like that. Yeah. So
that's right. I guess it's LEGO, if you're listening, why not go back to this route, take some risks and try something, maybe try something new or get back to some old stuff. But not focusing on IP sets too much. Yeah, and continue Ninjago, of course.
Yeah. I was talking to my buddy Braden the other day about how like I'm just gonna be collecting Ninjago figures forever. Like I think I'm only four or five, maybe six minifigures away from having every single movie and like standard Ninjago themed figure and it just never stops. Like, it's never going to stop. I'm going to be collecting minifigures until I'm, you know, 80 or 90 years old. Ninjago's still going to be thinking. And I'm just going to, it's never going to end. And that's, you know, who needs a savings account? You know, we don't, who needs a trust fund? Nobody. You just need Lego Ninjago minifigures.
Yeah. I guess we could start with the sets that were coming out in January. Did you get any of the core sets that came out?
Yeah, so initially I picked up I got Jade Dragon to or no the Zane Dragon to review for Masters of Jujutsu. That was spectacular. It's such a neat build. I don't think it needs all six legs. I think it only needs four. Those two in the middle are kind of weird. I also picked up the smaller four sets. So the three $10 sets and then the one $20 mech build set. And I think at the moment those are all the ones that I have. I'm trying to remember. Because I plan on getting the mech bike, which I plan on turning into a pixel mech. And then the box here soon. I'll probably wait on Jay's for a little while. It's kind of one of those ones I'm hoping that shows up. We have this, I don't know if you guys have Costco's over there. No. I know that there are some in the UK. I wasn't sure how far into like Western Europe it extended, but essentially they just have like tend to have $80, $90 Lego sets put on like 20 to 30% off sort of clearance, not clearance, but like that's what they have them in store sales as. So I'm probably going to wait to see if that one ends up showing up at Costco. But yeah, I really enjoyed the new minifigures and stuff. Some new those new bone molds are incredible. I think those look so cool. What about you? Did you end up picking any up?
I'm still thinking about it because for the last core wave, I only picked up the spinners and the training center where the spinner of Thane was included. And now I'm getting the Dojo Temple.
Okay, that's a good
one. Just get all of the figures from that wave.
Right.
That was my plan. None of the other sets, because to be honest, I want to have the figures of it, but for me, I'm missing a connection to them because I'm pretty much into the show. So let's not say I don't have the fantasy or the imagination to play with them or to get my own stories told with them, but I'm missing something.
Yep.
I wanted to have the figures, but I'm missing something. So that's kind of a reason why I'm also thinking about, should I get some of them sets or not, or maybe, or first I wanted to have the big box that's looking like a brick, mm-hmm. with the training center or dojo or what kind of stuff it is. Because I thought, the brick boxes are looking great. And for the pieces and some of the figures and to have the trainees.
Trainees I think are it's really cool.
But when I saw the box in person, also today when I was at the store to get the Bionicle gift with purchase, I don't know. There's still, I need some, I don't know. So I will be thinking about it. Let's see what the future brings. Let's see what direction the show goes. And if we get some of the storyline soon or later, I hope we get some of the show informations before the core sets retire. So I can make my decision then. But for now, I don't think I will get some of them. I mean, the Dragon of Sane looks incredible, yeah? And I've watched your review, of course.
Appreciate it.
And it looks impressive, yeah? And I totally get it why you said the middle legs... It would also work with the four legs.
Yeah.
But I think they add something, yeah. I think it's something different with the six legs, and maybe that's one of the points which makes the dragon as impressive as it is, yeah. So probably I might get the dragon. But yeah, I'm still on the edge. And thinking about the decision, and maybe I will make this decision later.
Yeah, I mean, I think
just to make sure I have enough information to,
right.
Yeah, make the right decision.
And I think especially with the 2023 core stuff, you should probably have until next summer to pick those up.
Yeah.
Give or take. So, yeah. Don't
still enough time.
don't rush that too much. Like then you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
I guess so. I also have to say I still need some of the crystallized sets. So I will try my best to get them as soon as possible first. I guess I'm missing the Kai's car,
mm-hmm.
the vehicle, and the golden dragon. If I'm right, these are the only two sets I'm missing from the wave.
The two most expensive too.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
Right.
You're right. but when I got them, I guess yeah. It makes it also easier then to decide to get some of the new sets and I guess I will take more time to take a look on the figures and try to find out which of the sets I should have to maybe get some different figures and I don't know. Also, I'm not sure how many changes they made to the figures, how much they are different to the last wave. So yeah, if it's not that much, Maybe I am. Yeah.
I mean, there's Crystallize has a lot of figures, unfortunately, because there's four. Like you get one each of the standard ninja in the Temple of the Crystal King, which is probably one of my favorite sets of the wave, purely because of the figures. And then you get their like golden armor variants, which have no relevance in the show, unfortunately. And then you also get the golden dragon versions of them, or I guess the dragon versions of them. Which is like that's four variant or three variants for each of the main ninja, and then Lloyd has two. Nia, Skylar, Wu, Little Nelson, Garmadon.
A lot of figures. And I'm not quite sure, but I think you have to get almost every set of the wave to get all of the figures.
Yes, you do. I don't think there's... Yeah, there's not a single set you can skip out on. Because I remember we were looking at it as a group at Masters of Brigitsky during one of our recordings one time.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that. And somebody's like, oh, I'm just... This is annoying. Like, I'm just going to buy them all off Bricklink and call it a day. I'm like, I get that. Like, that's... Like, unfortunately, like... It's not fun having to spend that kind of money on buying all the sets. But... That's a trend that we haven't really had in a while. I guess the island, I think, was the last time that you had to do that. But also just because of how small of a wave it was. It was only three sets. Seabound.
Which one? The island?
What?
The island?
man.
Oh, which one did you say?
The island. It was the front half of Seabound, I guess. It was the...
but you didn't have to get all of them, I guess.
For Seabound?
You could skip the with the ships.
Oh, you're right. This one? You could skip the catamaran. That's right, because I did. And then bought it secondhand from someone for like $25.
I have to say I skipped it because it was too expensive.
Yeah,
for me.
I wish we would have gotten Tim in it. What is his name? Twitchy Tim. Wish we would have gotten Twitchy Tim in that set. That I would have bought it if that was the case. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
Oh, did you see? We made a custom one, Chaz and I.
Did you really?
Yeah. We have a picture of it. We made a post on Instagram.
Let me go check that out real quick. Is it on yours or is it on Chaz's?
We both have a post.
Okay, okay.
I guess he made it a little bit different. We ordered different hair pieces and took a look which one looks more accurate. But I think both turned out pretty good.
Now I'm gonna. I'll have to. Let's see how far down is it? Because man.
And it was not an expensive one, so the pieces were pretty easy to get.
Oh, yeah.
You could have made it a little bit more expensive if you take the legs of the fisherman from the old fisher store idea set. These legs are pretty expensive, talking about legs. But with the other ones, it also works, and I think it doesn't look too bad.
It is always... so funny to me when like individual pieces for a figure cost more than anywhere like 10. I think the most amount of money I've spent on a single figure or a single piece or a minifigure was, man, I cannot think of what it was, but it's probably somewhere around $8 or $9. And I want to say it was for a torso, but I cannot for the life of me remember what the torso was. Okay, I found yours. Yours looks great. The hair is by far the hardest part with that, though, too, because his hairpiece doesn't exist in that color, unfortunately. The moment it does,
that's
though,
right.
The moment it
we
does,
we only though, have the hair in, like, I guess it's green. We have a green one for the Joker.
Yep, and then we have a purple one for Nexo Knight's villain from the last wave.
Oh, all right.
I used that for a
good to know
custom like custom modern ExoForce minifigure.
Cool.
I cannot find Chaz's. Yeah, but I found yours. So I'll search for Chaz's later, so it can not be waiting on me.
But yeah, we did that one because we had the same opinion. We really didn't get it why Lego didn't include Twitchy. It was a huge part of the episodes.
Right. Yeah, no, part of me wonders if it was a pandemic issue, but also the set should have been solidified before the pandemic hit. So apparently a couple versions of it exist, like two or three versions of it exist somewhere in the Lego or the Lego group. There are prototypes that were made. I don't
where are they?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know too much about that, but I know that one of the set designers said something on Twitter about it once, about how there are definitely like prototypes there somewhere.
And also I have to say, I saw a picture of one in a magazine that went on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess for some weeks or maybe even months, there were speculations if they include one in a magazine in Europe. And I was like, hell yeah, that would be great. I mean, it would be too bad for the Americans. But it would be great to get some of them.
We would find a way to get them. We'd find a way to get them, trust me.
Sure. Yeah, so Twitchy didn't make it yet. Maybe in the future.
Yeah, that's also kind of segues into something I think you wanted to talk about, being the marketplace. Because
I wanted to say that back to the sets we get and back to the things and informations we have yet. This week it was announced that we will get another modular set, and it should be the biggest Ninjago set ever. I guess it's around 6,000 parts. A little bit more than the gardens have. Also, the price will be a little bit more expensive than the gardens ones. So gardens went for €300 at the beginning, I guess. 350 is the price now. And the new modular called Market will be around 370, if I'm right. And now the speculations begin.
Right.
Because the only information we have so far is that it might include more than just a 32x32 base plate, because it will be huge. And because of the pieces, we can also be sure to have like 20 plus figures included.
I don't want to say that this is Lego's last chance to get a lot of those older figures in there, people that were missing. But like, I genuinely think, like, especially since like we were talking about earlier, things have been going on for 12 years. There's a lot of characters from the first six or seven that we still don't have, six or seven seasons. That we don't have. Camille is probably the highest on my, Elemental Master of what is it? Transformation. What is the anyway? She's the highest on my list because I want to have all 16 of the Elemental Masters that participated in the Tournament of Elements. right now, I think I have a Day of the Dead figure standing in for her on my little thing. But I mean, she's the Master of Disguise, so she could be anyone, you know. That's like my biggest hope for it. And I also hope, like you were saying, I hope that it is I hope it's a 64x32 base plate. Because I don't think it would make sense to have another corner piece, and I don't think that there's any way Well, I don't see there's no way, but like similar to the way that Ninjago, the original Ninjago City, was vertical compared to the more horizontal Ninjago City docks, it would just make sense that the Ninjago City Gardens is very vertical and the Ninjago City Markets is more horizontal. But because of the kind of the hopeful similarities there, like they'll connect properly like Ninjago City docks and Ninjago City originally did, and not have a weird gap between the set like we got between Ninjago City docks and Ninjago City gardens. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. There's a lot of things that like I'm hoping for that are in the set, purely because I want official versions of them. Cause I already have like my addition to it, which included like a Borg store and the police station and, Laffy's, I guess, Dareth's Boba shop. But I'd love to see official versions with, you know, proper outfits and this, that, and the other thing. But, and if those do end up showing up for whatever reason somewhere, you know, every company needs franchisees, you know, other places to sell their products other than just the original place. You know, you don't see just one McDonald's. It's McDonald's, not McDonald. Like, there's McDonald's everywhere. So
yeah,
I would just move them and change them a little bit to make them look a little more like their Lego built counterpart, but, or just replace them with, you know, housing and stuff.
Yeah. So I think with one of your thoughts or ideas, I would go in the same direction. I also think it will be a little bit more flat, like not flat in terms of it's nothing at all or it's slow, but it will be not as tall as the gardens, right, in my opinion too. Yeah. And yeah, it will be interesting to see when you get the official images of the set, and hopefully they include the city and the docks and the gardens for the pictures where they place it. So is it like you have the city, the docks, gardens, and then the markets, or is the market set in between? And like you said before, we have a little gap between the docks and the gardens. Will they make some changes to make it fit better?
That would be.
And does it make a skyline looking like it's one piece in at all, or is it like is it too different or looking off or something? Maybe it's something that looks better standing alone. Right. Yeah. Hopefully it looks great in both ways. Yeah. Standing alone and into this city skyline.
I'm
really hoping for that.
I think even with that kind of like, will it stand alone on its own? Like docs, I think did a really good job of being able to just kind of exist. Obviously it looks better with cities connect or with the original city connected. But I think docs is a really cool, like little placing and stuff too. And, one thing that I noticed with docs and stuff, cause I built it all like secondhand. I just used parts and stuff from my own collection and then sourced out whatever else I needed off Bricklink, and Lego, the Lego Bricks and Pieces website. And I was surprised that, I guess I wasn't like super surprised cause I'd seen it before, but like, having the ability to view it on either side and have it still be, you know, lively and active was really cool.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm kind of like struggling now with the original Ninjago City set, because it looks really good from one angle. And then from the other angle, it's just kind of dead looking. Not a whole lot of action going on and stuff. And so, you know, as I'm kind of building up my own city stuff in addition to, you know, what's already been given to us, I'm kind of going through and trying to figure out how to make the back end of that city a little more lively. Because even Ninjago City Gardens has like a lot more, like it looks better on the back end than I think Ninjago City like gardens and our Jug City docks and the original Jug City look. But it's still like, it's not as, actually, I take that back. I think that docks is the best representation of both the front and back play space. And then Jug City Gardens is getting there, but because of how tall it is, and how much stuff they crammed mm-hmm. into it, I think it suffers a little bit from that. Because everything is kind of, you've got that, like that walkway and stuff that you have on there, and that kind of that space in the back kind of just feels empty. And like, you mm-hmm. can barely like adult fan stuff can like got big meaty hands and can't necessarily fit their hands yeah. back there with, little figs and stuff. But, I don't even know where to like begin speculating and hoping and stuff. Like I said, my mind's just been running for the last... I mean, we got Ninjago City Docks in 2018. And then, you know, since then, I'm just like, okay, like, I want to build all these extra components and extra pieces and stuff. Like, and I'm almost holding my breath to wait to see what we get with Gardens to, you know, figure out whether or not I need to include this here or this here or this here or this here. So, it's wild, like... It's also just baffling that we're getting another one. Like, I did not expect that, like, one bit.
Yeah.
So I'm extremely happy that we're getting a fourth. We're getting a fourth.
Fourth.
Yeah.
I guess it was the success of the garden set, because, like you said before, we got the dogs, like, 2017, mm-hmm. 18, I don't know. And... it was a long time since then. People were waiting. People were maybe thinking about, do we get another one or not? So the fans of the city and the dog set from before. And then Gardens came. People who already got the other sets were like, all right, I have to get it because the other sets are great too and iconic. And of course, they had to get it. But I think Ninjago did a great job, or LEGO did a great job with this Ninjago set on getting new people to this theme. There are people that are not even watching the show, not getting any other set, but they had to get the garden set. And I think LEGO realized it was a huge success, and people are looking for sets like that. Especially some of the older fans.
100%. And it's like, it kind of goes to show, like, I think it follows the reason that the modulars are so sought after and stuff, because it's just like, it's this continue adding on and building a skyline and stuff. Speaking out of my ass here, but every LEGO fan like hopes to have like some sort of big city, some big display and stuff. But I mean, a lot of people just don't want to take the time to create it, which I totally understand. That stuff takes forever to build up and get ready to display and stuff. But, you know, with the modulars and specifically like specifically here, the Ninjago City sets, you know, we have this lush landscape of, you know, store on top of store on top of home on top of store on top of, you know, just, it's eclectic and it's beautiful. And I mean, it's... whenever Gardens was announced, that's when I decided to go back and piece together the docks. And I was so happy that I did because it continued my love for just like the tiny little things and stuff. There's so many cute little details throughout all three of the sets and then my addition to it that are just like you have to take the time to look at all of them. Like, there's a reason that the reviews for those sets are, you know, 30, 40 minutes long, because like, you mm-hmm. as a viewer want to see every single detail, and the people who are filming it want to show every single detail. You were right in saying that it appeals to more than just Ninjago fans. A lot of people will, you know, it's like, okay, cool, like Ninjago, but like this is beautiful. This is gorgeous. And I hope this one does well. I know that the financial climate of the world is a little bit different than the last time one came out. But I hope for the sake of the set that it sells well so that, you know, potentially we'll get more in the future. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm still just like baffled that we're getting a new one and the potential that it has, especially for minifigs, that like there's a lot of people that are really excited for it. And I hope that it, I know it will deliver one way or the other.
Yeah. So still talking about the building itself and not the figures, what you included in all the stuff you said now, you have to think about this and just think about for like more than just some seconds. You have Lego modulars like a hotel or a police station or stuff like that, and you have Ninjago modulars. And I think these are, even though there are similarities, there are two different things, because on the one hand, the Lego designers have all opportunities to include everything they want into the usual modulars, like police station, I don't know what else. And for the Ninjago modulars, they have to think more and include references to the show, to the movie, to whatever. So they have to satisfy the regular fan and especially the Ninjago fans. So you can build the most impressive, iconic, whatever modular building. If there is nothing in it to satisfy the Ninjago fans, it won't sell for them.
Nope.
Yeah.
And I think,
and you will maybe get good reviews for it as a modeler, but you won't get good reviews for a Ninjago fan. So, to be honest, I'm pretty surprised we get another Ninjago modeler that early, because you have the biggest modeler coming, and it's only 2 years after the Gardens. If I'm right, Gardens came in 2021, right?
Yeah, we got a gap.
Yeah, so 2 years after that, you have the biggest modeler of the Ninjago wave, and you get a modeler that is for Ninjago fans. Wow.
Yeah.
And like you said, I also hope it does sell well, so we can hope for other modulars of the Ninjago theme in the future.
Yeah, and if you mentioned a really good point too, is that the kind of balancing act between what works for Ninjago fans and what's going to appeal to regular fans. Like for instance, we got the Ice Planet ice cream shop in Ninjago City, and people were like, oh, like that's so cool, like, you know, we're getting this reference back to an old Lego theme, and that's just so spectacular. And then, you know, we got a Galaxy Force reference, our Galaxy Squad reference. I think a lot of that will, a lot of the appeal to outside Ninjago fans will kind of hinge on what Lego is able to deliver on the back end of that with you know, other set references and stuff like that. Because I think that's extremely important to regular fans. But again, you also have to appeal to you know, the Ninjago fans, you know, those of us who have been here for 12 years, or even those who have only been part of it for, you know, the last two or three. I had plenty of people commenting on my post or my story whenever I, like, you know, put the information out, that I guess regurgitated the information. They're like, oh my God, like, I'm gonna have to go back and buy City and Docks now, because every time a new modular comes out, those things skyrocket. Whenever Gardens came out, Ninjago City itself was going for upwards to $1,000 US, and that's just mind blowing. Because it was originally like 250 or 300, I think.
Yeah.
And then Docs goes for around the same, maybe a little less, like 750, like 800 maybe. And that one was originally 250. I remember seeing that one on clearance on Amazon for 175. And I decided to buy the Dragon Pit from Hunted instead. And I still kick myself every day because of how much money I would have been able to save. Because I still think after parting out docks, I still spent about $300 on it. Definitely cheaper than buying a new though. But yeah, that balancing act, I'm excited to see what LEGO does with the appeal for both sides, because we're kind of also in this age of re-examining some of the old themes and stuff and seeing what sticks and what doesn't. So, you know, I'd expect, you know, a couple castle themes, a couple space themes, references and stuff in the set, and that will be all for the better, you know?
And if you think about a modular coming out this year, still just talking about the building itself, not the minifigures, do you think we will get more references to the earlier seasons or more references to the latest seasons? How do you think they will balance that? Will it be like more traditional and more like the early seasons with not a huge city at all? Or will it be the more modern version with all the lighting and all the huge buildings and I don't know what?
So my initial thought,
what do you think, which direction it will go?
Yeah, so my initial thought whenever I heard Ninjago City Markets was definitely more of like an old town sort of vibe. There was a Chinese New Year set that came out, I believe, in 2021. That was all these like marketplace stands and stuff, and there's the giant like temple facade and stuff in the background. And I'm kind of expecting something a little more like that. Like, I still think there will be some like more like modernish looking buildings and stuff. And Ninjago City's, the original Ninjago City was kind of included the whole like the older stuff is kind of on the bottom portion, and the upper stuff, the newer stuff is on the upper top. And I think LEGO will definitely continue with that, because they did with the gardens and stuff. And but I hope that they, I mean, Ninjago City Gardens felt so over the top and so bright and so colorful. And I kind of hope they bring it back a little bit. They kind of pull the reins in a little bit, because I don't think that we need another big, giant, loud set like that. I think there definitely should be elements to that, you know, just because it is potentially part of the same, you know, block of city. And so there'll need to be some big, bright pieces and stuff to it. But I really don't think that would be the right direction for the entire thing. I would love to see some older stuff, maybe make references to Jamanakai Village at a candy store in there, or something like the one that Lloyd stole from in you know, season one. I think the smart move would to be err more on the side of kind of some of the older, more ornate looking architecture that we get from some of the more Asian inspired Chinese New Year sets and stuff, and then you know, add some of that big, bright, colorful stuff in the back, but don't make it too prominent.
Yep.
Or, you know, maybe the entire thing's just a giant ruse and we're going to get a massive Borg Tower. And I would, I would be beyond myself. Like, oh man, that would be freaking magical. But I'm not trying to put that out into the world, because I know I'm just going to be disappointed.
All right. So, because you've said this specific word Borg, what would you say if they include some kind of Borg store? Like, I'm thinking about Hands of Time, where they have this store and you get all the technical stuff and the newest phone, or I don't know what it was, a computer or something like that. Like an Apple store, but Borg store. What do you think? Might it be possible to get one of these things inside there?
I would love to see it personally. there's like a there's a list of stores that we haven't gotten yet, and I think the Borg store makes the most sense for a lot of reasons. And I know that we're not talking about minifigures yet, but that's a huge part of it, is the potential of what that could add, because everybody just has their, you know, their custom Borg minifigures and stuff. Like, we don't have an actual Borg minifigure, and that's just it's been 9 years since Rebooted came out, and that's mind blowing to me. Especially now since we have, you know, the wheelchair piece and like, I don't know. We'll talk about that later, but Borg store I think would definitely a high contender on the list of stores to be added. There's just a lot of like small things here and there, but I think the Borg store would be probably the highest ask on my list as far as locations.
I think because obviously a lot of fans are wishing for a Borg Towers somewhere in the future. And this could be the first step in this direction. Also, like you said, we don't have a regular Borg minifigure yet. We only have the cyborg one, so the one with the half robot head. And this could be a good chance to include it finally. And also, what I was thinking about is, maybe they include something like an how is it called with the arcade games inside?
Just, yeah, like an arcade, like a
Gamers Hall. Yeah. I think something like that, or the comic store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mother.
Where they get the comics for who's the father of Jay?
Cliff Gordon.
Yeah, and he's famous, and there are comics and movies and something like that. So some kind of comic store also would make sense.
Yeah.
Because we have early seasons where the comics, especially for Lloyd, are important. And we also have we have it featured at this comic store where they get the weapons to fight this one.
Grendel.
This one monster. I just don't remember what it was called. I guess that this could also be a direction where we can hope for or what Lego could include.
I will say we did get a comic book store in the original Andrago City set. However, it wasn't labeled Mother Doomsday like it is in the TV show. But I do think that would be a really good reference, especially for the people who weren't able to get the original, who aren't able to get the original set. But
I'm sorry. I really have to apologize now. I don't have the original city. I don't have the dog set, and so. If I'm speculating about some things that could be included, and I totally miss that there are already references in one of the older sets, I'm sorry.
That is okay. I mean, that's what I'm here for. You know, I'm here to make that kind of connection stuff there. But with Mother Doomsday, especially, like the original one, I don't think looked like what it does in the TV show, and we got. We got Mother Doomsday. We got the minifigure and stuff. He's wearing a Galador T-shirt, which is such a cool little Easter egg in and of itself. I think the comic book store could be a contender as well, because again, like the old comic book store is just it's just kind of there. It's kind of square. And there's not a whole lot of personality to it and stuff to it. And that's one thing that I really love about. Like the gardens, especially, is how much personality is poured into every shop, and I would love to see that continued into Ninjago City markets.
So I guess we also can say Lego has the chance to bring back something from the city, from the docks, and even improve it, and to satisfy. People that already have city and dog sets, but also to give the, let's say, new fans of these modelers the chance to get one of the one piece of the old sets, but improved.
Are you talking about Darith's Dojo?
No, no, because you said the comic book store.
Oh,
like it's gotcha. There, and
yeah. I thought you were referring, because I think Darith's Dojo is another one that we got in Ninjago City Docs, but could be done better, especially since like a modern Darith doesn't really exist. We haven't gotten like we got a Darith figure in. Wait, hold on.
Polybag.
No.
We have one in the polybag.
Yeah, I was going to say the polybag is the only one. And I guess we did get one in. We got one in the Temple of Jitsu, but the head doesn't look right on it.
Oh.
And then, but like the one that we do have that looks like Darith, that actually looks like Darith, is the one that came in the polybag. Yeah. But I think it'd be another great.
Yeah.
I guess if they have Laffy's, though, if they add the Boba Store, because that's another one that we see a lot in the TV show. We see it a lot, used a lot in season 6, 7, and 8. Or sorry, 7, 8, and 9. Definitely a great opportunity to add Darith and potentially add the lawyer Darith would be cool as well. Because that's a figure that we didn't get in Crystallize that we definitely should have, unfortunately.
You know what would be funny, too? I guess we should take the step now in this direction and talk about minifigures too.
Okay.
So we already mentioned it's the chance to get a Borg figure. It's the chance to give the fans a new Darith version. But it's also a chance to include some of the existing figures and give them new outfits.
Yep.
And maybe you get a casual ninja, or you get a ninja in one of his occupations he had.
Ooh.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Like, I was thinking, because you mentioned Crystallized for a second, I was thinking of Lloyd in his window cleaner suits. So with the trousers, with the green one and the cap, and cleaning the windows. Off the market.
That didn't even cross my mind too, because you don't need anything else other than just that, like that hat hair combo. I think the hat hair combo would be a new piece, and then obviously printing for the hat and then for the torso. I didn't even think about that. That's brilliant. Time to add that to the list of potential things that I'll be disappointed about. But
that's a good one.
Yeah, I didn't even that's a good one.
Yeah. So, because I was thinking about the Prime Empire sets, and we got that little gamer market, and that was one of the chances for LEGO to give us a lot of figures with clothes, like the Pink Sane. We got the Lumberjack, Cole, some kind of, we got, who else? I was thinking about a figure and totally forget what I wanted to say. But yeah, it was an opportunity to give us something different. And this could also be the opportunity to give us something like a ninja, like I said before, in some casual outfit. We didn't see before, or as a reference to the show, because they made something. And yeah, so thinking about that, what would be a minifigure you would like to see? We have like 20 options. Yeah,
right. Yeah, there's
maybe more. Who could be included? Also, do we get a Garmadon figure with his little plant?
Yeah, I think
we could get who is it called, Vince?
Oh, yes.
Vince from the TV.
We need
team.
A proper Vince with like a little TTV badge and stuff. That would be really cool.
I mean, if we get a huge modular building, they I know it's called Market, but maybe they add a little apartment like Vince apartment. Oh,
yeah. I definitely think that there needs to be some more housing and stuff. And it sounds weird, but it's a weird thing to think about, but they need somewhere to sleep. Like, I know that they're like Lego plastic figures and stuff. But, like, we got a house in, actually, I don't think we got a house in Docks at all. We got a little like map shop, but I don't think we got a proper house in Docks. We got Lloyd's apartment and then like our two residences in Ninjago City. And then we got two residences in Gardens. Yeah, that sounds right. We did get an arcade in Docks too, I guess. So there's that.
Oh.
No, that was a tee shot. Never mind. But again, I think that with Docks being so old, I mean, I say old, like it's only 5 years old. that's wild. Absolutely wild.
For some people, it's
right,
old.
Right, right. There's definitely an opportunity to bring back. Cause like, you were talking about the gamer market and that made me think about the mechanics hideout. And I know that we got mechanics in the gardens, but it'd be also kind of a cool opportunity to maybe add in, a proper, Unigami minifigure as a child. It'd be an opportunity to
exactly
Eraser 7 from Prime Empire.
Oh, we could get the hideout for the newspaper, with some kind of garage door to open and close, because, and with bikes and something like that.
Yeah, because we need an Antonia too. Like that's another one of those big minifigures, one of those big characters that we've had the last couple of years that we've not seen an actual minifigure version of.
Lego, listen closely.
Right. Right. Well. And I think, like, the entire idea of the minifigures, I think all eyes are going to be on what minifigures are included. Because I know that LEGO is trying to appease the adult fans of this theme. And I also think it'll be a testament to whether or not we will see more of an Ninjago City, depending on what we get. In this set.
Yeah.
Because who knows, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but they can already have two or three modulars planned in addition to what we have right now. And the Ninjago City market is only the first taste of that. And fingers crossed, that's just me like manifesting that. But I would love.
Yeah, like I said before, they have a long time to design it, to look what is possible, what not, what do they need, what, and to build it and to actually design it. So let's be honest, 2 years is not much time for designing such a huge building, and it wouldn't be a surprise if they have already another one
in the works
somewhere behind closed doors and no, all right, if that one sells well, we have another one,
right? And that's and
it just needs the final touch to get out there.
And I think that's we'll see with this modular kind of where their minds are at and stuff, because we can speculate so far with any of this, and I think it will really come down to minifigures. Like I hate to be that guy, but like I've always been after the minifigures, like I was saying earlier. And I think what they choose to add and what they choose to not add will be kind of a little bit revealing in that regard. Kind of the same vein, like there are plenty of characters from the older seasons that we haven't seen yet too. You said Vinny, we've got Patty Keys, the home realty lady from season one. We've got the news reporter lady, Is that that's not also Pat Keys? The one that the one from Crystallized. Man, what is her name?
I'm sorry, I'm no help at all.
I am going to look it up, but yeah, the reporter lady, because she's been part of Ninjago for forever too. Like she's worked Gail Gossip, that's her name. She'd be another fantastic addition and stuff. And I really hope that I think if we were to probably get around 20 figures, which would make sense.
Yeah.
I would expect 3 or 4 of those to be filled up by general civilians. Just random people who could be who whatever, but I expect everything else to be characters that we've been asking for. I'm not saying it's more of like a, you know, Lego, you better do this thing or something, but it's, you know, something that, and I don't want to say it's something we're owed either. I don't want to be one of those fans just like, oh yeah, like, you know, Lego, you owe us this. There were 22 minifigures in the original, but that also includes the J suit and the Zane statue. And I would expect that we'd see let's see, we've got 2 versions of Jay. We've got a Kai, we've got a Lloyd, got a Cole, we got a Nia. Actually, we don't have a Cole. Nice view. I would probably expect to see 1 version of each ninja. So that takes another 6 spots. So we're at, you know, 9 figures right now. That leaves 13 figures to just be whoever. Already have a new version of Ronin. We already have a new version of, I guess we have the legacy version of Clutch Powers. Dareth just kind of makes sense. I'm hoping for myself very selfishly that, that we get Camille. I think it would be a good time to add her in there, especially with her kind of re comeuppance and stuff with, Skylar short story that we got on the Lego website. Maybe Jay's parents, like actual versions, not movie versions of Jay's parents, would be interesting. Again, not that big of a deal if we don't, because we already have them, kind of niche characters. I did like your inclusion of, you mentioned Jay's dad, and if there were to be a new comic book shop, that'd be really cool. Like, hey, here's a display version, or here's like a display statue of Cliff Gordon that could also be used as an actual minifigure. And that's smart. That would be a really smart use of that.
We could get, just because I talked about Hands of Time, one of the brothers, like in his disguise.
Ooh, Dr. Sanders, yeah. That would be cool.
Well, that it would be a good opportunity to add, like, I don't know. Yeah, you could say anything is possible. Yeah,
it's definitely one of those like fill the gap sort of situations too, where like, and again, like I'm not trying to be like, you know, messy with Lego or whatever, but like this is Lego's opportunity to basically shut the fans up and be like, hey, here's all the figures you've been asking for. Now stop asking for a customizable minifigure line. Like, we just gave you this giant modular building. Shush. Zzz,
zzz. Yeah. That's right. And, yeah. But we also have to be, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's be realistic. We sure will get some ninjas. You said we have 6 spots for them. I'm sure we will get some of the figures fans are asking for, whether it's someone we would love to see or someone we didn't expect, but surprises us in a positive way. Like, hell yeah, we needed that. I didn't know, but we needed that. But I also would say if we have a range of 20 figures, there will be like 4 to 5 figures that just add up to get those figures. Yeah. Like, general population in any form, yeah, like you've seen it somewhere on the streets once before. Oh, that was that guy that got out of the car in that episode just because he was running away from something. you don't even know who this guy is, but it's a reference to this guy, and it's just some random general dude. Yeah, I think we have to be realistic that we will get around like 4 to 5 figures that might end up some kind of that stuff.
And that should definitely be expected, because I'm looking at the minifigure list here and stuff, and we've got, you know, Tito, and I don't know who Tito is, but Tito's on here, and May and Lloyd, or Jason, not Lloyd, Kaito, Hi, Eileen, Christina, and Cece. Like, who are they? Like, what are they doing? Like, we don't know who they are. but it's cool, because then, you know, taking a step back, you don't really have to worry about, you know, kids not knowing everyone. They can make up their own stories. They can make up their own adventures. I absolutely loved that we got that Ninjago, like the little apartment with all the little Ninjago sets and stuff in there. Like, that was so cool. And I'd love to see something in that vein with this new modular. And the other cool thing about, like, this modular too is, like, the legacy, it being legacy branded, was so cool because it was kind of able to add those references. But the weird thing about this one is it's really just kind of out of left field. Like, nobody was expecting this coming into the, like, the new year. And the fact that we're getting one is, like, almost mystifying. And it leads to that sort of speculation. Like, you know, there's been about a 2 to 3 year gap between every single one of the modular or the builds. So, like, you could say it's about time that we got another one. But also, what is, like, they didn't have to do another one. And that's kind of why I'm erring along the sides of it being one of those things where it allows Lego to, add in some of those figures that we haven't gotten before and add in some of those places that we've been asking for and, really just kind of rounding off what's already there. And so I think that's the biggest thing for me at the moment with this is just like we didn't ask for it, but we're getting one, and that's really freaking cool. Yeah. And also, kind of in the same vein, like, what is it going to be branded under? Because Ninjago Legacy isn't a thing anymore. It got its 2.5 years, its 3 year run, and it's done. Will this be branded under whatever's coming out this summer? Will this be branded under Core? Like, that would be wild. Because, like, Ninjago Core has such kind of a negative connotation for, you know, some of the teen and adult fans and stuff, because it's not necessarily a line that's meant for us. And so, it brings up a lot of questions, a lot of questions we're not going to get answers to until we see images or we see set descriptions or whatever of it. Yeah. But still cool regardless. Like, I'm definitely not complaining here at all.
I have to say it would be really great to hear some opinions of other people. I will definitely share this on Instagram, and hopefully some people will give the input on which kind of buildings we maybe can expect, what would they like to see, and also for the minifigures, 100%. who do they want to see, which character should be in this set, who do we need to get, because there was such a long time we were waiting for it. And like you said, I guess we will get some kind of idea in which direction Lego will go for the future, because we can have it the one way, like all of these 20 or 20 plus figures could be figures we have been asking for, and it's like, okay, you get all of them. I don't think it's possible, but you get all of them, and that's the end. Yeah, we've reached the goal line. There's nothing else coming, which would be great to have the figure, but sad also. Or it could be like you have these 20 figures, 10 of them are like ninjas and characters we asked for, and the other 10 are just, yeah, connected to Ninjago but random.
Right.
But they give us like some kind of sign, signal, hey, you get something from us, and I know you are asking for more, but there's more
right.
to come.
Right. Right.
It's like, it could be a signal, it could be a sign for us to see, can we expect more?
Well, and
also, is LEGO listening to the right. fans?
Well, there's something else, like, really quickly to say about that, too, because I know that LEGO loves their little Easter eggs and stuff within their sets and stuff, and I would love to see some sort of indication, and this is, again, like, I don't think that a Borg Tower is realistic out of a Ninjago,
yeah.
like, out of the Ninjago creators, because I just don't think that the size would justify the cost, would justify adult, like non...
You can make a simple one. What? You can make a pretty simple one with huge parts to make it tall, and it wouldn't be that expensive.
Right.
So, yeah. It's the direction in which way you want to right. go. Do you want to make it show accurate, detailed, and stuff like that? Then maybe it's not possible to make a Borg right. Tower in LEGO form. But yeah,
well, I mentioned that. I mentioned that too, because I'd love just to see like a little Easter egg, some sort of reference to Borg Tower within like yeah. stickers, sticker prints, or something like that. In the Ninjago City markets,
that.
Just because...
Just think about it. I'm sorry, because you said you would like to see a reference. What if we get a poster of the Borg Tower?
That's what I'm saying. Like it would be cool just like...
Yeah. Because
whenever I was doing the Ninjago City Plaza, which is one of my custom ones, I have a sticker print design for something I was going to get printed, but just never... bit the bullet on actually making the sticker.
Really?
That just said like something about Ninjago City or like Borg Tower and stuff, like coming to Ninjago City soon or something like that. And this was also back when I was like really gung ho about getting that done in like a 1 or 2 year time span. And now that's no longer the case.
I want to see that sticker.
Oh, yeah, I'll send it to you if I can find it. That was a couple years ago now. So I'll have to dig through some files. But yeah, I would be. Be cool just to see some sort of reference stuff. I know there's all within the modulars, there's always references to kind of what's yeah. coming next. And so if we were to see something like that, I think that would give fans like a lot of like hope that there are still things to come within this Ninjago City lineup and stuff. But yeah.
Or if we get this newspaper hideout with Garage Door. We get some tiles looking like a newspaper, and there's a title says, I don't know, Borg Tower is ready again, or new energy from the Borg Tower, and something like that. I guess people would freak out.
Phil, you're just giving me ideas now for, like, if we don't get things like this, just things to start adding into my next couple set of modulars and stuff. So,
You're welcome. I want to see pictures.
Definitely. Well, I'll add you to my police station. There we go. I'll add you to the Ninjago City police station, and I'll give you your own little figure and stuff, and my little build. Least I can do for you.
Too kind. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. But yeah, exciting stuff.
Yeah. Sure. So, more than 6,000 pieces are waiting for us. It should be released in June, if I'm right, this year.
Yeah.
So, we can hope for pictures like in April, maybe May.
Hopefully. I mean, we didn't get pictures of...
Leaks will be coming in maybe even March. Mm-hmm. So... Not a long time to keep speculating. No. We will get some information sooner or later, but it was great to just give it some thought and look like? Where could it go, and what kind of stuff could be included in the market? Is there anything else you that came to your mind that you would say, ah, I forgot about that? That could be included too.
No, that Borg Tower reference, I think, was kind of the last one, because I think that's something that's always in the back of fans' minds. People want to see a Borg Tower so bad, and even if that's just a reference, like you said, like a newspaper or some sort of poster or something, I don't think that would be enough for fans, but it'd at least be satiating for the time being until LEGO can figure out how to do one, if they choose to do one.
And if we get some kind of road. Could you see a vehicle also included? And if so, why would it be the noodle truck?
that would be cool. Yeah, I you know, you mentioned the roads and stuff, and I know that we're kind of trying to wrap this up and everything, but I've been kind of toying with that idea. I'm like, Ninjago City's got to have roads, you know, it's got to have cars. And I like the idea of everything kind of being walkable and all that jazz, but it would be interesting to see some sort of like it to kind of come down like to a street level sort of situation with, you know, docks. We got the sea, we got the ocean and stuff, but with like this, there's a potential that we could add in, you know, start adding vehicles and stuff to this lineup and stuff. And I think that'd be wild. I think it would open a lot of doors for people who are doing, you know, modulars and stuff, like in addition to what already exists. And yeah, that'd be interesting.
Another thing to think about.
We have dreams about this tonight.
Now. Will there be roads? Will there be vehicles? What kind of vehicles? What do we get? Which minifigures? Mm-hmm. And wow, so much time left to think about all of this stuff.
But also so little time to think about this. It's coming up.
It's close. With the information coming this week, it's pretty close. We get it. Only 4 months left, and it will be exciting to see what surprise LEGO has for us.
100%.
And I guess with these words, we have said pretty much. And there's not much to add, at least for this topic now. Thank you, of course, for taking the time. Thank you for taking a look at what we can expect or what would we want to see for the upcoming modular for the Ninjago market that will be released in June this year. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely.
As usual.
Absolutely. It's always such a blast to talk to you.
Thank you. And it will be exciting to see what ideas others of the Instagram community or people on YouTube, or if you listen to the podcast somewhere, you can also send an email or what else. Whatever you want to do, give us some of your thoughts. Maybe you can reach out to me on Instagram. You can reach out to Chris for sure on Instagram too, on YouTube. I will add everything so you can contact us. And I guess Chris will be as curious as I am to hear about the ideas other people have.
100%.
What we can expect for the market.
I actually plan on putting something out. Obviously, by the time that this thing airs, probably will have already happened, but plan on kind of asking what the community is expecting to see off this year the next couple of days. But or maybe I'll wait till it. Maybe All I'll right. wait till this actually launches to kind of give a little more momentum and stuff. So I think I'll do that now. Now that I'm thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. That would be
yeah,
great.
Yeah, we'll wait on that. That's actually a fun idea. So we'll wait on that. But yeah, so if you're listening to this now, go check out my Instagram and answer what you're excited to see, or comment here on this platform, wherever that platform may be.
This episode has come to an end, but don't worry. We have the next Ninja Talk in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for our next guest.